Many of you are used to hearing me singing a cappella because I spend a lot of time outside of town and I can't get together with our good pianist here. But I've changed jobs and I work in town now. So you're going to get to hear the piano tonight. So when I sing, I'm pretty good on the straightaways, not so great in the curves. So when I get to the curves, listen to the piano, not to me. I want to present a little bit of a contrast first. The song I'm singing is How Great Thou Art. I love the song. The song means a lot to me. It's a song that I sing when there's nobody around. You guys aren't nobodies. But I think when I think of how great thou art, I'm presented with another diametric, I guess you could say. I think, and I don't mean this in a bad way, because I pity and I love the Islamist or the Muslim. But in Islam, they say Allahu Akbar before some great destruction. Before a child straps on a suicide bomb and puts himself on a bus, he says Allahu Akbar. And they say in our news that that means God is great. In fact, that does not what it means. It means Allah is the greatest. Allah is not God. We must understand that as Christians. Understand, Islam does not share the same God that we have. Allah is not God. And when they say Allahu Akbar, they're saying Allah is the greatest. That is their God, little g. When I say how great thou art, I'm referring to God on high, God Almighty. An Islamist, that young man that puts on the bomb, he presses that button and everything blows up. He says, Allah is great. To us, a young child walks the aisle and he gets saved. And we say, how great thou art. Because that is something inside. It's not outward. When Jesus was on this earth, the Pharisees and the scribes, they looked for a sign. They said, show us a sign. There's no need for a sign. God says it's within you. The change is within us. When they say Allahu Akbar and they pull a trigger, we say, God, how great thou art, because our child or our loved one has recovered from great sickness because of our prayer, one for another. I was wondering, has anybody heard a hymn from anyone else besides those that have a relationship with God? They try to demonstrate the greatness of their God through acts. Our God's greatness is through what he does to us inside. It changes us. Certainly we act differently. But our God is great.
And when I think that that God, his son not sparing, sent him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me, how great thou art.
Sings my soul.